Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I'm pumped you're joining me again today. Ever feel like your mind is constantly racing? Like you're caught in this whirlwind of thoughts about the past or worries about the future? Trust me, I get it. We're living in a world that's always pulling us forward, demanding our attention, making it harder than ever to just be present. But guess what? That's exactly where the magic happens. Today, we're diving into something powerful. Focusing on the present moment and living in alignment with our true selves. It's not about ignoring the past or future, but rather about consciously choosing where to invest our energy. Because let's face it, dwelling on what was or stressing over what might be steals precious time from the only moment we truly have right now. Here are 5 key moves you can make today to start living more in the present. 1. Embrace mindfulness. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention, fully and intentionally, to what's happening around you and within you. It could be as simple as savoring your morning coffee, really listening to a friend, or noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin. 2. Get body aware. Your body holds so much wisdom. When was the last time you truly tuned in? Notice how your feet feel on the ground, the rise and fall of your breath, any tension you might be holding. This connection to your physical self grounds you in the present moment and helps you release unnecessary stress. 3. Silence your inner critic. That relentless voice in your head, always judging and doubting. Time to give it a timeout. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment, then gently shift your focus back to something positive or neutral. You wouldn't let someone constantly tear you down, so why let that inner critic have free rein? 4. There's the multitasking myth. We're bombarded with messages about being super productive and doing it all at once. But here's the truth. Multitasking is a recipe for distraction and decreased focus. Instead, choose one thing to give you full attention to. You'll be surprised how much more you accomplish and enjoy when you're truly present in the task at hand. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one's big. Striving for perfection is a surefire way to keep yourself stuck in the past or future, constantly comparing and criticizing. Let go of that need to be flawless. Embrace your mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. And remember, being human means being imperfect. It's what makes us unique. Think about the time you were truly lost in something, a good book, a captivating conversation, or maybe even just a feeling of sunshine on your face. How did that feel? You probably felt a sense of calm, joy, and connection. That's the power of being present. It's where life happens, where we experience real joy, and where our true potential shines through. Now, imagine you're walking down the street, mindlessly scrolling through your phone. You miss the vibrant colors of a blooming flower, the laughter of children playing nearby, the warm smile from a stranger. That's what happens when we're not present. We miss out on all the beauty and wonder that surrounds us. Living in alignment with our true selves means making conscious choices to prioritize the present moment. It's about letting go of unnecessary stress, embracing our imperfections, and fully experiencing the richness of life as it unfolds around us. So take a deep breath right now. Feel your feet on the ground, the air in your lungs. Bring your attention back to this moment. This is where it all begins. Remember, you've got this. Keep practicing these moves, and I promise you'll feel a shift, more clarity, more joy, and more connection to yourself and the world around you. And hey, if you find yourself slipping back into old patterns, just gently bring your attention back to the present moment. It takes practice, but it's worth it. Want to share your thoughts? Drop a comment on the episode page or tag me on social media. I'd love to hear how these moves are impacting your life. Until next time, keep rising higher, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.